Hi, Sam.
Hey, Karen.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just totally excited about being here today with you and to be able to talk to people about the radio station and what's going on this week.
I am too. Me too. Hey, welcome to the special pledge drive edition of the Shomer Show on WGXC. I'm calling this, it's really hard to say it, Sam. SXS.
SXS?
Yeah.
SXS.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Which stands for Shomer by Sebrin. Because we're doing a little special pledge drive edition of the show today, and thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I think we're going to have fun.
Do you want to explain the concept, or do you want to just launch right into, give us money?
Well, give us money, and while you're giving us money, keep listening, because we're going to be sort of doing a little DJ back and forth action where each person's going to play a song and the other person's going to play a song in response to that song. So neither one of us knows what the other one's going to do.
Right.
And it should be fun.
I hope I do a good job at this, Sam.
What are you talking about? are you going to be self-deprecating already?
That's my job. That's my baseline. So, self-deprecating is my baseline, and then I go from there.
Okay. All right.
That's our musical concept today, and I think part of the reason I'm happy to have you here is because you're one of the strongest social consciences I know here in the Hudson Valley. So I think that's an important part of the pledge drive, is that there's something that the radio station is doing for us as individuals, and also for us as a collection of individuals in this community. And so I'm excited to have you help articulate what that is.
It's just an amazing community resource that's like, you know, it didn't exist and now it exists. And the difference is really night and day of life around here, culture around here, community around here, information that's available that wasn't available before this radio station existed. Gatherings, people meeting each other, people knowing what's going on in their towns and villages, especially, I mean, for positive, let's say, arts events kind of gatherings, but also recently what we heard with Irene, the coverage that we were able to provide people, and just really up to the minute what was happening and what is still happening really over in Greene County. But that's one of the reasons I just feel so strongly about the station, is really that those two words, it's a community resource that is incredible.
Yeah. And well, first of all, that thing that you just said about, you know, there was nothing and now there's something, that's probably like the number one part of this for me, is that, you know, for all my years listening to public radio, like NPR, and you would hear the pledge drives and they would say, you know, we really need your help in order to stay on the air. And I got to this point, and I hate to sound a little bit cynical, but sometimes I think, you know what, you're going to stay on the air. You know, I just have a feeling that the plug isn't going to go on you tomorrow if you don't raise your fundraising goal. And maybe it's a bit dire to say this, but WGXC absolutely needs people to pledge in order to exist.
Absolutely.
Like, there's no government funding going on here. There's, you know, other than the businesses around that have provided underwriting support, and the individuals who have donated, you know, that's our money. And we have to pay money to corporations just in order to transmit. You know, we've got space on a cell phone tower and we rent it in order to transmit to you. And, you know, we have all our regular bills to pay.
The monthly bills.
And you know,
it's $8,000 a month.
That's such a bummer.
So that's pretty large. But it's not that large when you just ask, you know, all the listeners out there to just chip in something, whatever you can, really. And you know, for only $25, you can be a member of the station, which gives you the ability to come to the annual members meeting and vote for the council members who make some of the larger decisions about the station. So you can really, by becoming a member, you really get to have input about what you would like to see happen here at the station.
And the other thing is that the radio station really isn't an us and them kind of enterprise. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a thing where there's this clique of people over there at the radio station. Like, really, this radio station sort of was the dream of a bunch of activists who really believe in the ownership of airwaves, which we're supposed to own anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the airwaves are supposed to belong to the public, but there's been so much corporate consolidation, just as, you know, there's been so many other sort of economic and social trends that are not in the favor of individuals. And so, but, you know, here's this entity and anybody can walk in the door and be a part of it. And by chipping in $25, like you just said, you can actually take an active voting role in governing decisions that
happen.
Yeah,
it's a way of being a part of it, even if you don't want to be on the air. But also, anybody who wants to can come have their own radio show. How amazing is that?
Yeah.
That didn't exist here before.
Yeah.
And
such a sad void it would be now that we're all getting used to the little station that could, chugging along every day and providing freeform, freeform stuff, freeform airwave entertainment to people, you know, day in and day out, week in and week out. And a lot of people love it. And I know because they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you out there, if you're somebody who likes my show, you know, I would love it if you would call in and pledge, because then I'll know.
Yeah.
I'll know you love my show. And it can be $5 or $25 or $50. Now, we have some really exciting gifts.
Okay, let's go down the gifts.
Let's sweeten the pot.
What do you got? You brought in something, a gift certificate?
In my hot little hand, at this very moment, I am holding two gift certificates to the Spotty Dog in Hudson. 440 Warren Street, beer and books, two $25 gift certificates.
Wow.
So to a person who pledges $50 or more, we can knock $25 off of that by giving you back a gift certificate to the Spotty Dog. So if you want to call, we haven't even said the numbers yet,
oh,
Sam.
Let's go. Go ahead.
828-0290.
Or 697-7400.
Or 291-WGXC.
Or pledge online at WGXC.org/donate.
And let's thank a couple of people.
Okay.
Who have given. First of all, I want to thank the Italian Market and Deli in Hudson for bringing lunch to our hardworking Pledge Drive volunteers and our hardworking programmers. Yum. I had some Italian sandwich. It was delicious. Thank you so much for bringing trays of beautiful sandwiches to us and feeding us.
That is so helpful, because we're in here. We're working, and we're here for quite a while, so to be able to have a little snack is yummy. And so what else do we have? We have,
besides the gift certificates, we have a Strong Tree gift basket for a pledge of $50 or more. Strong Tree coffee down here in Hudson. So again, if you're a coffee drinker, you could defray the cost of your pledge by gathering up a gift basket from Strong Tree. We have a $25 gift certificate to the Crossroads Brewery in your hometown of Athens, Sam.
Hey, Athens, have you heard the news?
No.
Athens is the new Bushwick. I'm just kidding.
Brooklyn North.
Well, you know, there's all this mess about that Hudson is the new Brooklyn, which is completely absurd. So I'm just starting a new thing that Athens is the new Bushwick.
I think Athens may be the new Bushwick.
Athens is the new Athens.
Athens is the old Athens. Been Athens for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so for $50 or more, perhaps rather than drinking your beer at the Spotty Dog, you'd like to drink your beer at the Crossroads Brewery for free.
Yeah, head on over and hang out at Crossroads. It's really great.
They make
delicious
good
beer. And Maybe you need beer and coffee. So there's two things you could get there.
And then for a pledge of $150 or more, you can get an $80 gift certificate to Hudson River Tattoo. And I hear that guy really knows what he's doing with the tattoos.
Cool.
Not going to be one of those, like, wake up and wonder what the heck is on your arm kind of tattoos. Uh-uh. This is going to be a real beautiful work of art tattoo.
Nice.
If that's your thing.
Yeah.
Got any tattoos, Sam?
I personally don't have any tattoos. I'm opting to keep my body free. First of all, I couldn't decide of any image that I want to live with my entire life. I just can't come up with that image. So I think just leave it the way it is.
You could get like a really innocuous word like the. Could get a tattoo of just something sort of really generic. You could get a like price code symbol.
You could, although that's been done. So
forget that.
I'm gonna be.
We haven't even talked about the special Sam Sebring T-shirts that are part of our giveaways.
I did bring in a few shirts that, if anyone's into, they are stenciled, hand painted shirts that are. We're gonna say if anyone will call in with a $40 pledge.
You get a Sam Sebring handmade, hand-stenciled T-shirt. And they're amazing, amazing T-shirts. And I wish we had images of them online. But one of them, there's a Nothing Is Real T-shirt. Isn't there?
Nothing Is Real.
We've got a shopping cart bunny.
The zombie shopping bunny.
I love her.
We've got a skate rat for life for any skaters that might be listening. An invasive species with a barcode for any anti-greed occupiers out there. This is
awesome.
A really great shirt. And only $40.
$40, you get a special Sam Sebring T-shirt if you pledge today to the Shomer Show at 518-828-0290.
518-697-7400.
Or 291-WGXC.
Or pledge online at WGXC.org. Or some people might want to mail a check in.
You can do that.
You can do that to 5662... Route 23, Acre, New York. And our goal is $30,000. That's really not a lot to ask, considering, you know, and it's really just to support our operating costs. It's not like anyone's getting paid with that.
Right.
So, come on,
everybody. I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, I'm not getting paid.
Yeah.
And that's fine because I just love doing it. I love what this radio station is doing for our area, for our communities. And so...
Somebody's calling us, Sam.
All right.
Woo! We love you, whoever you are.
Have we babbled enough? You want to play some more music?
We have babbled way enough.
And we'll be back.
We'll be back to babble more.
Je passe de la Ok, je suis du Joker. J'ai des disques super. Je suis le meilleur. Mes sélections sont sélectes. Je suis un spécialiste. Tous mes disques sont très spéciaux. Qu'ils soient neufs ou bien rétro. Quand je mets un certain disque, c'est sûr, je prends des risques. Mon goût est supérieur. Il n'y a rien de meilleur que ma musique. Elle est fantastique. Je passe de la musique cool, la nuit dans ma boîte de nuit. Je fais des jaloux, certains m'envient. Sans moi rien ne va plus. Je connais la musique, je me jette à corps perdu. Sur mon tourne-disque, mes disques sont hypnotiques. Ils ont un je ne sais quoi. Ce sont des œuvres d'art. Je suis un vrai componiste. Je suis musicien. Je joue de l'électrophone. À part ça, rien. Les personnes ne me passionnent. Je suis ok. Je suis disque choquée. Je suis ok. Je suis disque choquée.
Thank you.
That is Ralph Carney's Serious Jazz Project. And this is a brand new CD called Seriously, released by Smogvale Records. Ralph Carney, he's a saxophone player. And I think he was on a bunch of Tom Waits records. And he's one of those kind of avant-garde rock and roll sidemen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was as close as I could get to, it wasn't really very international, to your French pop.
Oh. I don't think it has to match, though.
It doesn't have to match.
We might do contrast.
Strong contrasts. It's jarring contrasts.
Jarring contrasts or subtle contrasts.
I'm really comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a nice little pair of tunes there, and wasn't familiar with that. So, as usual with your show, I always learn something. So,
you know what's so nice about that, Sam? Is that I know about all this stuff. And then I think, there's all this stuff I don't know about. And how do I know? How do I learn more? And that's how I felt about your song.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Like, that was so cool.
That was Stereo Total, a French duo from their record My Melody. And that song was called Disc Jockey.
Disc Jockey.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Can you speak French?
Un peu. Un petit peu. A little.
I can say escargot.
Mais oui. You know what? Oh, man, somebody's flashing a sign at us.
Nothing is true.
Woo! Hey, we are down with that. Hey, Max Goldfarb called and pledged the Schomer Show. Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Max.
Max, you're awesome.
That is so cool. Max is getting a shirt.
He is going to get a Sam Seaborn t-shirt.
So, yeah,
Lucky
everybody,
Max.
We have so many great gifts here. But even if you can't do that amount for a gift, you could call in with $5, $10. You could drop by the station.
I'll send you a handwritten note and I'll leave a lipstick kiss in it. Some people might not want that. They might find that kind of scary.
I guess it depends who it is. I won't make that offer. I won't make that off. Same
we could
offer.
We could do it side by side.
We could.
We could do big slobbery. Me and my weird ideas. That's the subtitle to my radio show.
Big slobbery.
Yeah, big slobbery. The Schomer Show and big slobbery.
But let's tell people again where they should call, because I feel like
that's important.
They might have forgotten already. 828-0290.
697-7400.
Or 291-WGXC.
Or www.wgxc.org. Help keep me coming back here week after week. Help Sam Seaborn have a place to go when he gets thrown out. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either, but I do have a show coming up Saturday, my Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, and that's one of the...